Hi, this is Nicholson 1968. Hope you're doing well. The animated intro that you just saw was done by a good friend of mine, ODDTV. He's a fellow YouTuber and a musician as well. I want to do a shout out here to him. I've known this young man for probably about a year and a half. Met him while I was doing my project, Black Gold Illuminati project, and of Black Goo and Programmable Matter. And he put some videos together of all of the footage in movies, music videos of that nature that the Black Goo Programmable Matter was in. And I reached out to him, asked him if I could put some of that stuff on my website and use it. He said, no problem. And we've been friends ever since. And, you know, so what I want to do here is, number one, do a shout out to him. I'm going to give you a link to his YouTube channel. And I want to share a video with you, The Occult Meaning of I Am, Transhumanism. This is very, very important, and I may not agree with everything that he has on his YouTube channel, and he probably doesn't agree with everything that I have on my YouTube channel. But one thing that we come together in this relationship is we do agree that the elites of this world are lying to us. The secret societies are lying to us, and they're deceiving us. And we kind of work together on a lot of things, and he has his own thing that he does, and I do my thing as well. But just wanted to share a shout out, respect to this guy. I'll give you the links. And amazing work by this young man. My hat's off to you, sir. Enjoy.
ODDTV.
I've got one that can see.
Hey everybody, this is ODD. I have something very interesting today that caught my attention. Shout out to Ephesians 6 YouTube channel. I will link the video that inspired this one in the description. So let's jump right in. The term I am seems to be quite powerful and is used more often than any of us even think about. Before researching this, it was the furthest thing from my mind. Just a quick search of I am revealed many things, including a movement that believes the phrase has healing power. Most of you should be familiar with the Invictus Games logo that has a yellow I am in the center. It's pretty hard to miss, but we will get back to that. Is anyone familiar with the pop star Will I Am? Well, this is where I got hooked, because I've looked into Will I Am in the past and I found that he is admittedly a futurist, meaning that he is big on the development of future technologies. Not to say that this is inherently bad, but when you understand what I am actually means, then it changes your perspective pretty quickly. So what does I am mean? I asked my brother, Nicholson 1968, and here's what he had to say. When God revealed his name to Moses, he revealed himself as YHWH, all caps, or Yahweh, which is best translated as I am that I am. Here's the exact verse from Exodus 3:14. And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So right there, everything began to make sense, and that's what I want to go over. So thanks to Nicholson for that. Without him, I would still be trying to figure this stuff out. Anyway, now I am means God. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Will I Am owns a company called I Am Plus that sells just a couple of technology-based products so far. One of them is Bluetooth wireless headphones called Buttons, and they also sell a smartwatch called a Dial. When you go to the About section of I Am Plus, it says this: founded by innovator and global music artist Will I Am Plus is a Hollywood-based technology company whose mission is to create technology hits that create a ripple effect across pop culture. Our vision is to create a community of creatives and coders, and believe that through music and technology as the first step, we can usher in a powerful new era built on AI. Artificial intelligence, of course. So this is obviously a pro-transhumanism company. Not to mention, H+ is the abbreviation for transhumanism, and there is a magazine called H+ dedicated entirely to transhumanism. So now we are starting to see the connection with Will.i.am, his company IAM+, and the H+ transhumanism movement. On the surface level, Will.i.am seems like a harmless pop artist that makes music for little kids, but it goes much deeper than that. In fact, when you really pay attention to his music videos, you see a lot of transhumanist symbolism. It even shows in his work with the Black Eyed Peas. And this is all conditioning people to accept the transhumanist agenda, especially young children, because that's pretty much the only people that listen to Will.i.am and the Black Eyed Peas. Side note, the logo of the new show Westworld looks similar to the Will.i.am logo. Not that they were meant to be the same, but being that they are both about transhumanism makes it interesting. Best believe Westworld is playing its role in the agenda. They didn't just turn a 1973 movie into a 2016 television series to be creative. Anyway, let's look at the Invictus Games logo again. I am, dead smack in the middle. What does it mean? Well, Invictus is a poem from 1888 by William Ernest Henley. Notice his name is William, Will.i.am. Maybe a funny coincidence, but maybe not. You never know. So I won't read the entire poem, but the last lines say, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." It sounds very innocent and inspiring, unless you know what it means. It means bypassing God and cheating death. The elite have been trying to find ways to live forever for a long time now, and they are getting close. I am means hijacking God's creation and changing it so it can defy death, which is not natural. We are meant to live and die. It's as simple as that. I hope you're getting the picture, and we do have a little bit more to go over. Let's start with Beyoncé and her album, I Am, Sasha Fierce. At first glance, this doesn't seem to have anything to do with transhumanism, but the reason I kept looking into this is because of the dots. I am, Sasha Fierce. The dots tell me that I am is meant to stick out. So I looked around a little, and sure enough, I found an ad for the Beyoncé 2009 I Am tour, with her portrayed as a cyborg. I also found a picture from a performance where she was dressed like the android from the 1927 movie Metropolis. In fact, Metropolis is one of the very first dystopian movies about transhumanism, and still shows up in a lot of today's pop music. In the movie, there is an inventor who creates a machine man that he considers to be the man of the future. The android has the ability of taking the form of any person, and the inventor says that no one will be able to tell a machine man from a mortal. It blows my mind that the transhumanist dream was already present back in the 1920s. And today we see Beyoncé, Kylie Minogue, Janelle Monáe, Christina Aguilera, Lady Gaga, and many more paying homage to the Metropolis, whether they are in the know or not. Speaking of Lady Gaga, she got her name from a 1984 song by Queen called Radio Gaga, where the music video is all about the movie Metropolis. There's even part of the video where Freddie Mercury's face is on the android. I just can't believe how deep this all goes. I am is much bigger than we all think. Let's check out a company called Humai. This company is dedicated to figuring out how to upload people's consciousness into computers in order to live forever. What's interesting is that Humai backwards says I am. You can't make this stuff up. One of the people that work there is Kate Aquino. She's listed as a futurist and she's all over the internet under the handle Miss Metaverse, pushing the transhumanist agenda. Her father happens to be Michael Aquino, a satanic high priest and founder of the Temple of Set. But not only that, he was a lieutenant colonel for the United States military at the same time, and the military was fully aware. Yes, those are his actual eyebrows. Here's an old newspaper article about Michael Aquino with the title "Devil Worshipper Holds Sensitive Army Post and Top Brass Says No Problem." Here he is hanging out with Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan. Alright, so there you have it. This transhumanism agenda is 100% satanic and Luciferian, and it doesn't matter if you believe in that kind of stuff. The scary thing is that they do believe it, and they are acting on it. One day, everything in this world that was once natural will be synthetic and without a soul. Again, whether you believe in God or not, they do, and they are knowingly and actively corrupting his creation to the core. At least that's what they think. Even if you're like me and you can't bring yourself to have faith, this whole agenda affects everybody and truly takes away from the natural beauty of men and women and the world that we live in. So that's all I got for today. Thanks for watching. Please share your thoughts in the comments and let me know if you have any connections to the term I am. Thank you.